This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents in Gaza said Sunday hospitals are struggling to cope. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony with more.
Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry said more than 15,520 have been killed in nearly 2 months of warfare. Israel's military response was sparked by a Hamas cross-border raid on southern Israel on October 7th, in which 1,200 Israelis were killed and more than 200 taken hostage. Israel says it's acting to annihilate Hamas, saying it poses a mortal threat to the Jewish state's very existence. The initial Hamas attack and the ensuing war amount to the bloodiest episode in the decades-old wider Israel-Palestinian conflict.
U.S. funding for Ukraine may soon come to an end as a divided Congress has so far failed to approve a long-term budget for the United States government, let alone new money for aiding allies mired in conflicts abroad.
Sunday in Kherson, Ukraine, officials report one fatality and seven injuries after Russian shelling in the region. Just days earlier in the Donetsk region, at least 10 injuries and one fatality in a six-missile attack were reported. Ukraine's interior minister said Russian forces fired into the territory. Congress has yet to appropriate a long-term measure to fund the federal government, instead passing a short-term measure called a continuing resolution lasting just into the new year. Top military brass say that jeopardizes national security. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The U.S. military says three commercial ships in the Red Sea were struck by ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen, and a U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense during the hours-long assault. The Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claim responsibility. This is VOA News.